Commissioner is investigating a serious privacy breach at Vehicle Testing New Zealand. This is VTNZ. VTNZ helped a gang member find out the identity of a police informant by passing on details of their license plate to the Headhunters gang. Now, this came to light yesterday at Auckland High Court, where Justice Palmer sentenced six men for the fatal kidnapping of Jindarat Pritsiriporn. Justice Palmer explained the men had actually tried to kidnap her before this incident, but was stopped because of a tip to the police of a passerby. It's this person whose details were obtained by the gang member through VTNZ. Now, John Edwards is the Privacy Commissioner, and he is with me. Mr. Edwards, good evening.
Good evening, Larry.
So the case, as you see it, a VTNZ staffer gave out personal details, right? And that is a no-no.
That's what it looks like. We don't often jump into things just on the basis of media reports, Larry, but in this case, there was observations made by a high court judge in the process of sentencing, and he's made findings that VTNZ has released license details about a vehicle owned by somebody who notified police about these people.
And what happened as a result of the gang member receiving this, the personal details of this police informant?
Well, I've only found out about this today, so we haven't got all those details yet, but I have written to VTNZ and said, I am very concerned about this, and I would like to work with you to understand what's happened, why it's happened, and what you've done as a result. Now, it is very difficult to defeat somebody who's thing happening. So I want to have a look at just how robust those procedures were and how safe that information is.
And what can you, as a Privacy Commissioner, actually do? Because the police laid no charges. The person doesn't work at VTNZ now, so the matter is pretty much dead. In your view, it's what more about security around private information?
Yeah, it's about maintaining confidence in the motor vehicle register. Because, you know, in the old days, anybody could rock up to the NZ post shop with a license plate and say, whose is this? But we actually saw quite a lot of abuse of that. People, you know, seeing someone that they thought they might like to ask out on a date in a nice car and getting access to the information for purposes completely unrelated to the maintenance of the register. So that was toughened up in about 2009, and the purposes for which people could access the register were specified. Now, a lot of car dealerships and things have a legitimate need to access the register, so they are given permission, but on the basis that they've got to maintain the security and ensure it's only used for those purposes. So it is a really important kind of assurance issue.
And what about policing this, though? How do you protect against this if staff have access to confidential information? Is it pretty much impossible to police this?
No, I don't think it is impossible. I think one of the best ways, Larry, is just to have a kind of regular audit process. Now, this is the same whether you're running a hospital IT system or a motor vehicle register or any number of things where you need to give your staff wide access to a database, but that's only for a specified purpose. So what you do is every month or couple of months, you pull out a few access records and you go around and you say to someone, hey, I see you looked up Larry Williams' motor vehicle on this date. Can you tell me why that was? And they'll probably, in almost every case, have a legitimate reason for that. But the fact that they're being asked helps to modify that behaviour.
And does this go, obviously, beyond VTNZ? I mean, anybody who has access to private information, I suppose, and it's widespread out there, isn't it? I mean, are you satisfied that there are checks and balances in place, that that is happening?
Well, it's our job to just make sure that people are aware it's important to protect that private information. I mean, in this case, it seems like nothing came of it, but this could have had very serious consequences for the individual concerned. And, you know, it's one thing if somebody uses access to a database to get some contacts for their Amway business, which is a nuisance, of course, but it's something quite different if, as a consequence of doing this, somebody could get bashed or even worse.
So how are you going about this? Who are you investigating and what are you hoping to achieve here?
Well, at this stage, I'm not investigating. I have written to VTNZ and said, listen, I want to work with you and understand what's happened here, because we want to make sure that you're operating in the best practice way. And we also want to see what lessons we can learn to spin that out to others and see that they can improve their security practices to make sure that it doesn't happen in their joint as well.
Thank you very much. That is John Edwards, the Privacy Commissioner, News Talk ZB, coming up 4:17.